No limit, Larry in your morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta beat the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was popping, we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruck is the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gaff the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's for a roll, Nation for a roll. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah. This my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. This my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock.
Yeah.
Morning Madhouse, don't stop.
Come on, big dog. Another Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Clocking in for y'all one time. Going to turn up for the one time, 39 degrees with hazy skies out there. Finally. Most of the rain is moved out of the area, man. We're going to make way for some sunshine later on in morning. We're going to climb the 48. 48 is the high for the day. We're going to have sunshine today, tomorrow, and then Thursday. Oh, my goodness. I don't even want to talk about Thursday yet. We're just going to deal with today and tomorrow. I ain't going to talk about Thursday yet, but just get prepared. Get prepared for Thursday, but I ain't going to tell you about it yet. Hit the Madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, man?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling wonderful.
I'm so in the Madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to the comedian, bye-bye.
I say good morning.
Concord.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Good morning. Back to Shot at America.
Good morning.
What up, y'all?
What's happening?
Y'all had a good day off yesterday?
Everybody. Everything was good.
That's what it do. I see you try to put it down for Valentine's Day.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Tried.
Yeah, I'm trying to put it down for Valentine's Day. How did it go for you?
It was good.
This was so. All right, man. You know, everybody's talking about school was back in yesterday for a lot of CMS kids. Well, you know, it was pre-K and then some of K through 8 and some kids with some disabilities got to go back yesterday. I actually spoke to the teachers on yesterday as they called in, and some bus drivers and some students called in on yesterday. So, you know, first day back. You know, I want to hear from y'all this morning, man. We want to hear from y'all this morning, teachers. How was that first day back? And if you got a student that went to school, man, let them tap in with us. Let us know how was that first day back. Because the teacher that I spoke to yesterday said, you know, her Zoom classes have been very interactive, but she was very excited to actually see the kids in person. Yeah, what do y'all think about kids going back to school yesterday?
You know, the guy works at an elementary school, and he was telling me that only about 50 students came back to his school. So there weren't a lot. And the little one next door, she's already been going back to school. Her school has been open. And but there aren't a lot of students at her school that have gone back either. So I asked her the other day, I was like, did all your friends come back? She was like, nope, just one.
Oh, yeah.
The rest of them are still doing virtual learning.
Yeah, so the teacher that called in, she said she was going to have between 6 and 7 in her classroom on yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, even though the schools are open, even though schools are still open, parents are still taking advantage of the virtual learning opportunity that is available to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. The little one went back to school today. So, because we're up in Cabarrus County, and you're going to see how that goes. She was excited.
Oh yeah, kids
to go
ready
back to school.
The kids ready. They ready to go back.
I don't know if she thought she was gonna see her friends or what, but she's pretty excited to go.
You probably ready to get away from y'all.
Could be that.
Yeah, they tired of y'all adults.
I'm so tired of them.
Yeah, they said Donata, who actually works works for the city, and is also my manager. She was talking in our group chat. She said she was out yesterday, and the parents were throwing them kids in the school. They were throwing them in the school, like, get your ass on in there. And it was a couple of parents that called in yesterday and said, yeah, we're going to go ahead and let them go on in there. We're going to make sure they get in there and stay in there. Get in there, stay in there. But welcome back, CMS, for the most part, the K through 8 and the pre-K. I don't think high school is going back at all.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think they're going back. Yeah, it's a wrap, high school.
It's rough.
Yeah, we're going to see, though.
They got one time.
One time for what?
Yeah, one time for, say, somebody at the school got COVID or somebody.
Well,
sick.
They've already had that. They had big breakouts at a couple of the schools.
Well, I'm talking about since
he
my baby.
He's talking about his,
they got one time, and that's it. She's coming right on back home.
Today's Inspiration Power Word of the Morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. While people may judge you by what you wear, the way you look, your size, your color, or some other physical feature and outward appearance, God judges your heart. David was the youngest in his family. He had 7 older brothers, stronger, better looking, and more skillful. When God was looking for the next king of Israel, the prophet Samuel and his father assumed that God would choose one of his older brothers because on the outside, they looked the part. However, God chose David, who outwardly was small, weak, and despised by his brothers. Samuel said, "This is the one that God has chosen to be king." When asked why, the prophet said, "While man looks at the outside, God looks at the heart." Today and always, keep your heart right with God. And don't worry about what others have to say, because the only opinion that matters when it comes to you is God's opinion. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Nothing but Larry the Boy, the Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop at IV 607, 7 minutes out of 6 o'clock. How today is going to be right near 48. 48 is your high for today. Hazy skies right now, 39 degrees. And it is time for your Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD.
Let's talk about who?
All right, your girl B. Simone, she is trending this morning because of some comments that she made on social media that, once again, people are not exactly feeling. Check it out.
Manifesting love. But here's the little challenge. We got all these things we want in a man. A list of things. He got to be tall. He got to be dark. He got to be handsome. He got to have pretty teeth. He got to be a family man. He got to be financially stable. He got to be rich. He got to be successful. He got to be all these things. And we ain't even have the things on that list. He got to be a family man. He talked to your mama in 6 months, but you want him to be a family man. He got to be financially stable. Your account is in the negative, ma'am. Overdraft fees. He got to have a job. You need to go fill out some applications because you're still unemployed. He got to have pretty teeth. You ain't seen a dentist in 6 years. He got to have a six-pack and be in shape. You can't even walk up a flight of stairs without huffing and puffing. Get your life together. This whole list that he got to be. You ain't even have the things on that list. So this is what I challenge you to do so we can manifest love all 2021. Make that list of that perfect dream man that you got in your mind. What I did, make a list of the type of woman he would need right by his side. You want him to be in shape? You need to get to the gym. Equally yoked. You want him to be financially stable? Well, you need to start saving. Because you can't keep a dime to your name. Huh? You want him to be a family man? Call your mama. You become a family woman. Heal your traumas before you put on him. You want him to be patient. Patience is thin. You want him to be understanding. You're the least understanding person in your circle of friends. But he got to be understanding. Fix you. Whatever you want, become that.
So we want to know, do you agree or disagree with her?
I agree.
In her comments.
I agree. You know what I mean? People talk about being equally yoked. And one time I remember interviewing Jermaine Dupri, and I asked him about, you know, getting with Janet Jackson. And he said, you know, one thing, the first thing you got to do is you got to line up with the person. He said the second thing you got to do is you got to be in that circle. So if you want a certain type of person, then you got to put yourself in that circle or in that mind frame. So I agree with her. If you want the person that you want, then manifest that person inside of you, and like attracts like, for the most part.
I agree with the message. I agree with the message of, you know, you have to. This whole equally yoked message, you know, I definitely agree with that message. I think people are sort of turned off by the messenger and the delivery of the message. And that's why they're not exactly feeling it. But as far as what she is trying to say, yeah, I get it. I agree. You know, you do have to be equally yoked.
I don't see anything wrong with what she said. I think it works both ways. Mm-hmm. She's speaking for women because she's a woman. But I think it works both ways also. Men also have a list that they say they want. And they have to also be able to do the things on the list that they say that they want from a woman. Mm-hmm. So I agree with it. I don't think anything was wrong with it. I just think people, when they hear the raw truth, they just get upset. Because if they got upset, it's probably somebody who
who can't walk up a flight of steps.
Right, right.
No, I think it's more so, you know, after reading the comments, it's like, B. Simone, you done spent all these years on in the internet talking about somebody want a boyfriend and a boyfriend and a boyfriend, and now that you have one and you've had one for like a day, now you're out here and you're the expert on how to get a boyfriend. It's like, yo, that's why I said I think people have more issue with the delivery of the message in the messenger than what the actual message is.
What I think about that is, you know, it's still entertainment. So her saying that I want a boyfriend, just like the whole situation with Young Miami and the City Girls, you know what I mean? They preach a certain thing on their raps, but in their real life, it's totally different. So I don't see what would be different with B. Simone. She's an entertainer. You know, her whole boyfriend thing was entertainment. And you know, now that she's got one, she's kind of, you know, like all y'all ladies, not all y'all ladies, but ladies be saying, what was that prayer that Sierra said? You know what I mean? So now she's speaking out on the things that she may have did to get a boyfriend. So.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Let us know. Chime in at Hey Miss Jessica at I Am No Limit Larry at Just Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
Best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
DMX is back at making music and has some pretty big names to help him out. The rapper shared that his 9th studio album will feature Lil Wayne, Snoop Dogg, Alicia Keys, Usher, and Bono. This will be the first album from DMX since Redemption of the Beast, which dropped in 2015. It is set to be released sometime this year. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
It's Nelly Blair, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. The baby right there, the baby. He was on the podcast. Talking about giving away free game and telling y'all, you know, about, you know, coming into the rap game, being yourself and knowing who you are. I think it was Gilly the Kid's podcast he was on called Free Game, $3 million worth of game. So shout out to him for that, doing that real big. Speaking of doing it real big, coming up inside the Madhouse, you know, we got the Trending Topic Tuesday. Everything that's trending inside the culture crazy. Your boy Bow Wow is trending. And, Burp, you're going to like this one. This is right up your alley.
Oh, Lord.
On why Bow Wow is trending this morning.
Oh, Lord.
It's your boy. That's your boy. Ain't that your boy?
No.
Bow Wow ain't your boy?
No.
Well, you're going to like the reason he trending. Yeah, I think you're going to like this. Also, coming up inside the Madhouse, we got your Madhouse Classic Throwback. Keep it tapped in the spot out of here.
Came with the game. Came with the game.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse is Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. There it is right there at CJ Whoop-D, 6:35, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today is going to be right near 47, 38 degrees with hazy skies. Good news is most of the rain is out of the forecast. You know what time it is, man. It's time to find out what's trending on this Tuesday.
I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money. Smell the money. We running streets. No Limit keeps coming. I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money. Smell the money. We running streets. No Limit keeps coming. I'm trending, boy. Smell the money.
Running streets. No Limit keys. Trending Topic Tuesday being brought to you by Radio.com. You can listen to Power 98 on Radio.com. Find us right there. Go on and check us out on there. All right, let's get straight into it. Trending this morning, Bow Wow. Lil Bow Weezy, he's slated to wrestle. And he's been going back and forth on Twitter with some wrestlers. Bow Wow basically told him, I'm doing what y'all been trying to do for years, and I just got in the game. Y'all just mad because I'm going to win the title before y'all do. Yeah. What's the dude, the archery or whatever his name is? I don't watch wrestling, so I don't know. That's why I said you'll probably know more about this one than me, Bert.
Oh, Lord.
You think Bow Wow gonna make a good wrestler?
He'll probably make a couple appearances.
Okay.
Because Bad Bunny been on there lately.
Yeah. So you don't think he's gonna make a good wrestler, though?
I don't know.
Because you watch wrestling, you're a wrestling fan.
It depends. A lot of people who haven't started out as wrestlers have come on and made for good wrestlers. A couple of NFL players.
Okay.
So, you never know.
Right. Have you heard of Rikishi?
Yeah.
That's who he's supposed to be training with.
Yeah, he's a former wrestler. It's Jimmy and Jey Uso's father. for the wrestlers out there.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who Jimmy and Jay.
Thank you, baby. All
Jason,
right.
Joseph. I don't know none of that.
Speaking of wrestling, Wack 100 and Meek Mill are talking about wrestling in another type of way. Meek Mill, you know, he ran into Tekashi 6ix9ine at a parking deck. That whole thing went viral. So Wack 100 done jumped in the comments and he told Meek, you know, basically, if you're scared of cops, just stay away from the rat. So Meek responded. He said, hey, you old dudes, y'all need to shut up and stop being mad at us young, successful Negroes. Wack 100 versus Meek Mill. Who y'all got? Who you got, Bert? Wack versus Meek?
I don't know. Meek will pull up on... I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Jessica, who you got?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm rolling with Wack 100 to take the truth. I seen... Yeah, I'm rolling with Wack on this one. I also trended this morning. Moneybag Yo... took to his Twitter and Instagram page and made a comment about the pandemic, saying he does not want the pandemic to end because he made a couple M's during the pandemic. Y'all know what they did to Moneybag. Y'all already know what they did to Moneybag after he dropped this comment. So Moneybag came back and apologized. You know what I mean? He did come back and apologize. Moneybag. That's my guy, too. Got to be more careful. Y'all know Dr. Fauci? You know, the one who's been helping with the coronavirus, and he's also done a lot of AIDS and HIV research. Well, Dr. Fauci recently picked up a $1 million check. The Dan David Award awarded Dr. Fauci $1 million for his research and his ongoing campaign with the coronavirus. So he got a whole M for that thing, baby. He got a whole M for it. And last but not least, man, some sad news in Trinidad this morning. Verpy, you reported this on the Sports Report. Vincent Jackson, former Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Charger, was found dead in his hotel room. They said it doesn't look like he had any trauma. He's 38 years old, found dead in a hotel room in Florida. And Cedric Cotton, who is a member of the group Ideal, you know they had the song, Me Lee, get the hell on, get the hell on. Yeah, he's one of the members of that group. He was found stabbed to death in his home in Houston. He was 46. That's what's trending this morning on No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. It's a trending topic Tuesday. We the plugs, Pod 98.
Came with the game, came with the game. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:52, 10 a.m. on Power 98.
Nothing to be there in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all get ready for March the 1st. March the 1st, mark your calendar, big dog. That's right. Because March the 1st, this brand new Biggie documentary will be coming to Netflix. Boy, I saw the trailer last night. Boy, that thing look like it's going to be like that. Salute to Netflix for putting this together. It's got Biggie's mom in it. You know, it kind of details his life as a teenager. And it's like a real, real live documentary on Biggie. Are y'all ready for this March the 1st?
Yes, very excited about this.
You here for it?
Yep.
Bert?
Yeah, I want to see it.
Yeah, have y'all seen the trailer?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I have it up on the website. If you all want to check that out.
Okay.
No, I haven't seen this really.
Well, go to the website and check it out, man. I'm definitely here for it. And what's your favorite Biggie song? I already know yours, Bert. What's your favorite Biggie? I know your favorite Biggie song, Dead Wrong with Eminem.
No.
That's not it? Because you sang it every time. Come on.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's my favorite Eminem verse.
Oh, it's your favorite Eminem verse. Okay, I got you. What's your favorite Biggie song?
I don't know what my favorite Biggie song is. I don't have a favorite Biggie song.
Okay. I got mine is Hypnotize, actually. Is my favorite Biggie song, and from his first album, Unbelievable. That's one of my my favorite Biggie songs. Bert, you got a favorite Biggie song?
I have a few, but probably I Got a Story to Tell.
Or that's actually the name of the documentary too.
Or Warning.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Yeah. Biggie, man, getting y'all ready for March the 1st. It's going down, you know, the actual anniversary of his death is March the 9th. So this will be dropping on Netflix March the 1st. I Got a Story to Tell. Biggie, Yeah, it's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, doing the rags to riches, man. Lil Baby Rod Wave right there, 7:05, 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Y'all know what time it is. Time to let y'all shine. We want to spread some positivity in a negative world. You know how it goes down. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy!
Shining from a mile.
Shout out to my
queen
dad.
City, put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out to everybody out here bossing. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'ma tell a whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who's trying to let shine?
Hello.
Hello.
Yo.
Oh, hello. How are y'all? It's CC, two C's, no D's. I want to let me shine today. I'm about to start radio broadcasting school soon. Down there in Charlotte. I'm so excited.
Okay.
Okay,
CC.
Okay, CC.
Two C's.
Come on now.
No E's.
Come on, do that broadcast thing. I think you'll make a good broadcaster, CC. I think you will.
Power 98, yeah, you letting somebody shine this morning?
Good morning, baby. Good morning, Jesse. Good morning, Larry. This is Big Pat. Good morning.
What's up, what up, though?
I won't let Ahmed shine, the gas station worker.
Hold on. Time out. What's his name?
Ahmed.
Larry, I'm not doing this with you today.
This man sold me with them gas station pills on Valentine's Day night. Woo-hoo, man.
Boy.
I was up not the dresser. My lady made me breakfast, dinner, and lunch. She said, baby, take your gift back. I'm good. So Ahmed on VP on Tennessee, the blue pill, they look like an octagon. Woo!
Why the man now got to be Ahmed, though? Why his name have to be Ahmed? Hey, Amar, how you doing, Amar?
Can you give me a shout-out? Can you give me a blessing shout-out, too? Can you give me a Chucky shout-out? Can you give me a shout-out? Mr. Canino shout-out? Can you give me a shout-out, too? And what's his name?
I don't know. What's his name, Amar?
How about Trills?
Mm-hmm. And who else?
How about Goodfellow?
Who?
Goodfellow.
Oh, okay. Who else, Amar?
How about his strategy? He's just dramatic.
Yep, him too. Amar, I got a question for you.
Huh?
You got a request today?
Uh-huh.
What song you want to hear?
You better have the D4L Levitav for me.
You want to hear Levitav again?
Uh-huh.
You got to get a new
one. How does the song go, Amar?
Levitav.
Amar, you got to get a new request, okay?
Okay.
What you need to do is you need to play Amar's request, Larry.
I've played it before.
He needs a new one.
He needs a new one every day, Amar. Yeah. You need a new request every day. All right, man. Coming up is Justin Got Your Nose Today. We're dropping at 7:24 and at 7:40. I got the hottest hashtag on Instagram, man. Hashtag Larry Mad.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his No cap.
Sad news coming out of Nicki Minaj's camp. I have details about that. What is Jay-Z going to be doing with the money that he gets off of this new song that he has with Nipsey Hussle? I'm going to let you know about that. And we're about to get some new music from a very popular group. Who is it?
Destiny's Child. Boy, you know Beyonce and Kelly and them back in the lab. They about to make Pay My Bills 2021.
Okay.
Mindless behavior.
Mindless behavior.
You know what, Murphy? That used to be my daughter's favorite group. That used to be Ryan's favorite group, and she doesn't even remember this. Like, so they came to the station, and she bugged out. They did a whole video for her, and I was talking to her about it probably about 2 months ago. She was like, Daddy, I don't even remember that. She was like 4 years old. I was like, how you don't remember that? Like, he was the biggest Mindless Baby fan. And I actually just watched a video of them because I switched my iPad out. So I just watched a video of them the other day. Just
they were big.
They were huge.
You know.
They were huge. I just couldn't believe she didn't remember that.
They just disappeared, though.
Yeah, they did. I guess they ran out of hits.
Well, this group is also huge. I'm going to let you know who it is coming up in your Nosy Neighbor.
Yes, so for real.
So Shut up, Burpee. He going back to soul for real. Might as well say New Edition.
Hey. I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie, tell that.
What the hell is going on here?
Here goes the neighborhood.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your nosy neighbor news for Tuesday, February 16th. Prayers up for Nicki Minaj. The rapper's father, Robert, was struck in a hit-and-run accident while walking along the road. He was taken to a hospital in critical condition and then died the following day. He was just 64 years old. Prayers up for her entire family. Jay-Z is doing something dope with the money that he received from What It Feels Like. You know, that's his collaboration with Nipsey Hussle. According to Jay, half of it went to Nipsey's estate and the other half was donated to the Hampton House. The Hampton House, located in Chicago, was a childhood home of Fred Hampton Sr., the Black Panther leader and inspiration for the movie Judas and the Black Messiah. To mark the third anniversary of the mass shooting at the high school in Parkland, Florida, Kodak Black visited and gave the gift of education during a memorial honoring the 17 victims of the shooting. Kodak was there for his number one fan. Her name is Metal Polak. She lost her life during the shooting. Kodak launched a $100,000 scholarship in her name to the Nova Southeastern University Law School for students that want to study justice reform. That is where Meadow's brother, Hunter, currently attends school. It has been 3 years since fans have gotten an album from the Migos. And now things seem to be moving forward. The group released a trailer for Culture 3 after the Super Bowl, when nosy neighbors caught up with Quavo and his latest sweetie leaving a restaurant. Quavo said that the album is less than half a month away. We'll keep our eyes on that. Colin Kaepernick's production team is taking security measures following a threat from the anti-Black Lives Matter protesters. Executive producers on his TV project, Colin and Black and White, say that the Proud Boys were planning a protest last Friday at the location shoot. Now, that never happened. This documentary is all about Colin Kaepernick's teen years and the racism that he encountered. The show will debut on Netflix later this year. Happy birthday. It's a bunch of people. Happy birthday to The Weeknd, YFN Lucci, Ice-T, Lupe Fiasco, and Just Hilarious. I'm Miss Jessica the Girl Next Door. That's your nosy neighbor news.
Darius, it's your boo birthday. Just Hilarious. Darius, there you go, big dog. All right, Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about the Migos. What did she say about the Migos? 570-WPEG, 1-800-525-0098. First call through, correct answer. Y'all know we got something for you.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. Coming up at 7:40 a.m. It's the hottest hashtag on IG.
Hit the hashtag.
Find out why Larry's mad.
You damn right I'm mad.
Only on Power 98.
Power 98, good morning. Who is this?
Celia.
What did I say about the Migos in the Nosy Neighbor News?
They're releasing their third album. And the album in 3 years, excuse me.
That's what it is!
Congratulations, you just won the Fandango code to see Judas and the Black Messiah. It's in theaters and streaming on HBO Max right now. And you're also going to qualify for a $100 Visa gift card. All you got to do is tell me the station that is making you a winner.
Power 98.
I am a revolutionary. You can kill the freedom fighter, but you can't kill freedom.
Come on, lad.
Baby, did you see the movie?
I am.
A revolutionary.
Jessica,
you saw the movie?
I definitely did.
Man, listen.
That movie was amazing.
But, hey, that boy, both of them, man, they both went in.
The dude, Lakeith Stanfield,
yeah,
looks just like the original William O'Neal.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Eyes on the Prize thing afterwards?
No, I haven't seen that. Yeah, I saw some pieces of the interview. Buddy.
Yeah, I saw some pieces, and I learned more about Fred Hampton and everything they stood for. You know what? The amazing part of the movie that I felt like that was so powerful and so amazing was how much power that the Panthers and the Crowns and even the Disciples had in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
For you even to be on the Feds' radar and the things that they were doing in their neighborhoods and in their community with unity and with banding together. Man, that was America's number one worst enemy to the FBI.
For no reason.
No. There's definitely a reason.
I mean, the reason was because they just didn't want black people to be united.
Exactly.
Yeah, they didn't
exactly.
want to.
Which like, is you a can't dumb say reason. It's no reason. There's it's, definitely
and
a
but
reason.
But it's a dumb
they,
reason.
It they, definitely is.
And they didn't tolerate disrespect from the police. Like, they was knocking cops off.
Right.
They was and knocking them off.
The thing about this movie, we know black people are going to watch this movie, but I just want... It's not. I'm not being racist. I want white people to watch the movie to understand the side of the FBI and the white people who were afraid of the Black Panther Party. Something for a man who was doing good. He was talking about feeding babies and doing stuff in the community.
No, they wasn't talking about it. They were doing it, bro.
They were doing it. They were doing it.
They were feeding, like
they
you
were
said,
feeding babies. We and were taking care of their own. And
yeah.
They wanted to knock them off for that.
But they was knocking the police off, too. They wasn't.
I mean, they wasn't taking no BS.
They wasn't.
And who else gonna police the police?
And they had guns. You know, that was one of the biggest fears. You know, they had their own. They was almost like their own army. There was an army.
Yeah.
You know, the Black Panther Party was nationwide, but there was other groups in Chicago and still is to this day that function, that move, that they function under their own rules, and the government didn't like that.
Yeah,
they didn't like it.
I think that was. I really think Daniel Kaluuya put on an Oscar worthy.
Oh yeah, man, him and Stansfield. You can't deny
they both
Stansfield.
Did. They both did.
Yeah, yeah.
They both.
And you know
did.
Another. You know another movie I watched too. Yeah. You was telling me about. I think it was you that was telling me about it. One Night in Miami.
Yeah.
Oh boy, that boy that played Malcolm. Oh,
he was on it. And the dude that played Sam Cooke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the speech Malcolm gave Sam Cooke that monologue he gave him in that hotel room. Woo! Boy, I'm gonna kick the TV over, boy. I'm gonna kick the TV over. So if you haven't watched Judas and the Black Messiah, we got passes for you to check that out during the morning madhouse, so you can definitely tap in and win some passes. But if you haven't watched it, I encourage you to watch it and to watch One Night in Miami.
You also should watch American Skin.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yes. I haven't watched that one.
Woo!
So, because y'all know I'm cheap, right? So, so I have Prime Video, and then American Skin came on, and then you got to pay for the movie.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's the purpose of me having Prime if I got to pay for the movie?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Yeah, so I'm about to steal it from someone, because I ain't paying. I'm definitely not going to pay. I would. Darius, order American Skin at the barbershop, because Darius have all the movies at the barbershop. So we can watch that on Friday. Alright, Young Blue, Drake, Your Mind Still. The hottest hashtag on Instagram. Up next, hashtag Larry Mad. Find out what. No Limit Larry, The Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's that Young Blue, Your Mind Still featuring Drake. And y'all already know what time it is, man. It's time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad, mad? Are we mad, mad?
All right. Hashtag Larry Mad is being brought to you by the Valentine's Day Do-Over. Do you need a do-over for your Valentine's Day? Woo! Tell us. Log on to power98fm.com and tell us why your Valentine's Day was bad. Guess what you get a chance to win? You get a chance to win a Valentine's Day Do-Over at the all-inclusive Bahia Principe in Grand Jamaica. And I stayed here, and boy, this resort is like that. When I tell y'all it's like that, boy, that thing like that. I stayed there before. Listen, you can redo your Valentine's Day in Jamaica. Log on to power98fm.com for your chance to win this stay at this Grand Jamaica resort. That thing is, ooh, you're going to love it. Yeah, I think I'm going to go back. Yeah. All right. Hashtag Larry Mad Larry today is mad at my big homie. This is my guy. Money bag, yo. I ain't even want to do it to him, but I had to. You know what I mean? This is, like I said, big homie, CMG representative. Yeah. So Moneybag Yo put out a tweet, an Instagram post that said, I don't want the pandemic to end. I made a couple M's during the pandemic. No, he said, you know, quite simply said that. He has since come back and apologized. But, you know, Moneybagg, you know, everybody is not you. Everybody has not been through the same or has not had the same experience as you during this pandemic. A lot of people are out of work. A lot of people have become, you know, homeless during this time due to the pandemic. A lot of people have lost family members and a lot of people have lost their lives. Moneybagg, I know where you're from. You're from Memphis and I know, you know, the neighborhood you come from. Hey, I need you to know and remember where you come from, big dog. Everybody ain't in that situation. Everybody ain't making M's during the pandemic. Have people come up during the pandemic? Yes, they have. Have people made strides during the pandemic? Yes, they have. But everybody ain't in that boat. So when you jump out here and with the platform that you got and you make the statements like that, it's almost a slap in the face to the people who have been through things. And you know, you got a lot of fans. I'm one of them that support you and support your movement. So big homie, take this one as a grain of salt and keep it pushing. We appreciate the apology, but big dog, that's real people out here going through real situations that are probably never, ever, 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 ever recover from this pandemic. So there it is. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry.
It is time to get these thoughts from Burpee. Yeah.
Sometimes I have them thoughts.
Larry, welcome to Tuesday. Welcome to Teaching Tuesday. We back in school.
Yeah,
back in class, literally.
Yep.
So I'm going to teach you a few things, Larry.
Teach me, big dog.
Something you might not know, bro.
Okay.
I'm going to teach you how you need to know if you need to give them back to the streets.
I'm back to the streets.
Give them back to the streets. If they always put their phone face down when they around you, get their ass back to the streets because the streets is always calling them and they don't want you to see it. If every song that they hear turn into a TikTok dance, Larry, get their ass back to the streets. Give them back to the streets. They don't know no better. They always trying to go viral. They want to go viral because they don't want to work. Get their ass back to the streets.
Get them back to the streets.
If they don't know past the second verse, it's always because they're doing a damn TikTok. If their kids always ask you questions like, so what make you better than the other ones? Get their ass back to the streets.
Right now.
Get them back to right the now. Streets. Somebody was there yesterday and they just asked that question too. Get their ass back to the streets. If they got a whole bag or overnight bag in the trunk all the time, man, get their ass back to the streets. Because the streets is calling. They stay out here in these streets. You don't know who house they stay in. You got one?
I got one.
You got one? Go ahead. What you got?
If they live a relationship more on social media,
get their ass back to the streets. Don't nobody care about your relationship goals. You ain't relationship goals. That's what you're not talking about. If they base what you do off of what somebody else's relationship is, get their ass back to the streets. Stop trying to be like somebody else. Be your own person. Be your own. You got another one?
I got another one.
Go ahead.
If they watch more reality TV than they live in reality.
Oh, get their ass back to the streets. Lord have mercy. What are you doing?
Get back to the streets.
What are you? If he play the video game all damn day long and don't do nothing else, give his ass back to the streets.
I got one more.
You got one more?
If they live a double standard in your relationship,
uh-oh,
get his ass back
to the streets. Don't you tell me I can't do something, but you do it all the damn time. That is a double standard.
Back to the streets.
If you mad at B. Simone because of what she said on Instagram, get his ass back to the streets.
And those are Burpee's thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
All right, let's see. What are we talking about now? In honor of Black History Month, Facebook Watch will premiere Forward, the Future of Black Music. The musical special will look at the legacy, impact, and future of Black music. It's going to feature Yara Shahidi, John Legend, D-Smoke, Erykah Badu, Chance the Rapper, and some other people. The conversation between the icon and the emerging artist will allow music lovers to be a fly on the wall as discussions surrounding the artist's influences and what is yet to come in the future are had, as well as musical performances by the emerging artists. So this should be dope. You all can check this out on Facebook. It's called Forward, the Future of Black Music. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your nosy neighbor news, Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie!
Okay, it's Nola Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Coming up, we got the next big thing. You get to be the music critic. Get your music ears ready, baby. Get ready to listen. Let us know if we're going to keep it, we're going to sweep it, and what letter grade you're going to get a song. We got the next big thing. We come back, man. It's the plugs. Pot out of eight.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that.
With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
The next big thing is sponsored by Bungie's House Recording Studios.
You should already know to always stay connected to your plug. Power98FM.com, Alexa, Radio.com, and on all social media at Power 98.
Power 98. Who the next best? Who the next best? Who gon' put on for the city? You the next best thing. If you think you got some talent, you the next best thing. Step on up, do your thing. Step on up, and do your thing. Who the next?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Who the next best thing? You the next best thing. Who the next best thing?
Hey. That's all we want to do, man. Salute. What up, Revenue? Rest Revenue on the intro right there. So salute to Revenue. Hey, listen.
Hey, Revenue.
I want to find out who the next big thing is. We're going to drop this song right here after you hear the song. You're the music critic today, Madhouse Nation. You tell us, are we going to keep it? We're going to sweep it. And what letter grade you want to get a song? 570-WPEG or 1-800-525-0098. Today's song is called Drop It Low. It's Pi 98.
Girl, I'm definitely liking how that's looking on you. Been right on it too.
Let me see you dance, girl.
Dance, girl.
Drop it low, drop it, drop it low. Let me see you dance, girl.
Dance, girl.
Drop it low, drop it to the floor, yeah. If you can dance,
if you can dance,
baby, I got cash. Let me see you dance, girl. Drop it low, drop it to the floor, yeah. Drop it low, drop it low. We ain't gotta go to the strip club no more. Anything you say, baby girl, it's gon' go. You ain't gotta worry about your new going broke, baby. Keep the money in the house. I just stuffed 100,000 cash in your blouse, baby. Girl, you moving like a star. You just earned enough to go and buy a new car, baby. Mama, yeah, look delicious. You moving so ridiculous, booty bouncing like a stripper, yeah. To the flow, yeah. Just check my balance, 20 million and some more. Bounce that booty, baby, pick them euros off the floor. Every time that booty shake, you make me throw a little more. Now spaz out to my cash, I know that ain't never gonna happen. Yo, booty big and that waist small, you can take long, cause my cake long. Now spaz out to my cash, I know that ain't never gonna happen. Yo, booty big and that waist small, so you can take long, cause my cake long. Let me see you dance, girl.
Dance, girl. How you feel about same time, same place next week? You know how I play.
We keep that money dropping, know that.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side, south side, east side, west side.
This is the plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
570 WPET 1-800-525-0098. What we gonna do with that? Drop it low. We gonna keep it. We gonna sweep it. And what letter grade you want to give it? No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's the next big thing. Tuesday we got Drop It Low. What y'all thought about the song? 570 WPET 1-800-525-0098. Let us know. We're gonna keep it, we're gonna sweep it, and what letter grade you give it.
Let me see you dance, girl.
Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Drop It Low by La Truth. What y'all thought about the Madhouse Nation?
What's up, big dog? Hey, I like the song, big dog. I need that song 2 days ago. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, I'm going to get that thing an A minus only because it's a catchy song, but it ain't no everyday song. It's a get in the mood type song. It's a good vibe. I'm feeling it. He need another feature on there, though. It's a nice song, though. He need a different type of voice on that thing. But it's
all
hot, though. I like
it. Hey, good morning. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Man, I like that Drop It Low. That's not, that's, you know, that's actually not my first time hearing that, though. But I heard it a couple of times before, man, and I like it, though. It got a nice little vibe to it. Yeah, so I say you keep that, man. I get an A, so that's a nice little song, man. And ladies gonna like that.
I'm gonna keep that, Mr. LaTruth. I love that song. I'm gonna give that a B+.
All right, trending as an overall keep right now with 100% of the vote saying, hey, let's keep it. Letter grade of a B plus, A minus. What did Madhouse Nation think about it? What a Madhouse. What do we think about it? 570 WPEG 1-800-525-0098. And we're going to tell y'all what we thought about it when we come back to Power 98.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side, south side, east side, west side.
This is my city.
The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
Mr. Cause Tuesday is the next big thing. Tuesday we had LaTruth and he dropped it low.
Let me see you dance, girl.
Receiving 100% keep with overall letter grade of B+, A-. That's what the people said. Jessica, what do you say about it?
I like this song. It's a keep. I wouldn't turn off. It was average for me. I wanted it to have something a little bit more to sort of keep my interest going throughout the whole song. But it's a keep. I'd give it a B-, C+.
I've heard that beat before. Trying to remember where I've heard it. Anyway,
I think y'all was both on YouTube at the same day.
At the same time.
Yeah, the same
but
day,
I'll
same
admit
time.
It.
I mean, it's just a beat.
The song is cool. You know, I don't see anything wrong with it. I keep it with a C. It wasn't spectacular.
Yeah. I like the song. I think it sounded a little bit just almost it's borderline dated. I think it could fit what's going on if you create like a TikTok challenge or a challenge around it or something like that.
He did.
I know the artist, so I would keep the song, and I agree with y'all. I would just give it a regular C though. I would give it a C. And I agree with somebody else said, you know, put a feature on it. I think if you put a dope feature on it, it can make it take off like Wi-Fi, along with the TikTok challenge and stuff like that. But yeah, I would keep it. I wouldn't sweep the song. I would keep it. How do we get on the next big thing?
Send us one clean version of your original song. Send it, email it to carolina.street@power98fm.com. That's carolina.street@power98fm.com.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side, south side, east side, west side.
This is the plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
All right, let's get to it right now. Let's play it. Good morning. Who playing today?
It's Smitty.
What up, Smitty?
going on?
Hi, Smitty. We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need that hood, Black Card, all right?
That's full copy.
Bruh. All right, we play the Black Jeopardy way. We're going to give you the answer. You give us the question, and you get to pick your category. Jessica, what's your category?
African-American first.
Bert.
Black movie quotes.
And mine is, who that baby?
Let me get Black movie quotes.
Black movie quotes. Okay. In this movie, this character says, oh, I say it, and I say it again. You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok. This is what he does.
That's and what is Friday?
No.
Nah, that ain't it, big dog.
All them people behind you, and then nobody know the answer.
So you can stay in the same category. Or you can pick another category.
Let me get Jessica category.
African American first. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. She was the first African American woman Secretary of State.
I'm just kind of
right. Okay. All right, so you pick another category, stay in the same category, whatever you want to do.
Let's go, No Limit. Let me see what you got for me.
All right, my category is Who That Baby. All right, this baby, he wants us to see the bigger picture. He is signed to the same label as the City Girls. His real name is Dominique Jones. Who That Baby?
Dominique Jones. I'm gonna go with the baby. Who is the baby?
And I'm gonna go with
No.
Hell no.
Larry,
mm-hmm.
Was he Black Smart?
Hell no.
Let me say it.
Hell no. Hell no. To the no. Yeah, to the no. No.
I tell you what. So if you want to win today's prize, you could pick. You can pick Burby's question or my question. If you get it right, we'll give you the pass to see Judas and the Black Messiah. Hit us up right now. Pound 98. Good morning. Who is this?
This is Chocolate Diamond. Just try to answer your question.
You want to answer my question?
Yes.
All right. So my question was, you got to tell me, who that baby? This baby wants us to see the bigger picture. He is signed to the same label as the City Girls. His real name is Dominique Jones. Who that baby?
I'm going to go with Who is Lil Baby
is who is correct, Amundo.
Correct, Amundo.
You got it.
You win.
You are correct, and because you are correct, we are going to give you passes to see Judas and the Black Messiah featuring Daniel Kaluuya and Lakeith Stanfield. It's in theaters and streaming on HBO Max right now. You'll also be qualified to win a $100 gift card. Tell everybody what station hooked you up.
Power 98.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah,
call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say?
All right, y'all know we dropped the Madhouse question of the day each and every morning at 6:05. Play responses back at 9:25. Miss Jessica, what was that question of the day?
Today we were asking you about B. Simone. She went live over the weekend on Valentine's Day and made some comments, and some folks aren't really feeling it.
Manifesting love. But here's the little challenge. We got all these things we want in a man. A list of things. He gotta be tall. He gotta be dark. He gotta be handsome. He gotta have pretty teeth. He gotta be a family man. He gotta be financially stable. He gotta be rich. He gotta be successful. He gotta be all these things. And we ain't even half the things on that list. He gotta be a family man. You talk to your mama in 6 months, but you want him to be a family man. He gotta be financially stable. Your account is in the negative, ma'am. Overdraft fees. He gotta have a job. You need to go fill out some applications, because you're still unemployed. He gotta have pretty teeth. You ain't seen a dentist in 6 years. You gotta have a six pack and be in shape. You can't even walk up a flight of stairs without huffing and puffing. Get your life together. This whole list that he gotta be. You ain't even have the things on that list. So this is what I challenge you to do, so we can manifest love all 2021. Make that list of that perfect dream man that you got in your mind. What I did. Make a list of the type of woman he would need right by his side. You want him to be in shape? You need to get to the gym. Equally yoked. You want him to be financially stable? Well, you need to start saving, because you can't keep a dime to your name. Huh? You want him to be a family man? Call your mama. You become a family woman. Heal your traumas before you put up him. You want him to be patient. Patience is thin. You want him to be understanding. You're the least understanding person in your circle of friends. But he got to be understanding. Fix you. Whatever you want, become that.
Woo! boy, they was on this one today. They hot as fish grease. But most of the people agreed with what B. Simone had to say. However, Rowdy Tools Up said, how we gonna listen to a B that ain't even write her own book and stole somebody's book? Sit down, lady. Real Fox said, it's so many women who bring the whole table and some chairs. I understand what she's saying, though, but I can't fully respect it until she can actually get and keep a man herself. It's clout for me.
Everyone on my page said yes, they do agree. There was one person who offered up a difference of opinion. Summer Curve 730 says, I think she's had a man for 90 seconds and now all of a sudden she's Dr. Phil. Please just enjoy your relationship. Now, if it doesn't work out, everyone is going to refer back to this video. This is the same woman that stated she had a man in 10 states prior to her new relationship. Now that this one is solid, we state in facts. Oh, okay. And you they love awesome. Ambi says, right, accurate message, wrong messenger.
Yeah, I got a few people that were saying the message was true. They were just saying that she was annoying. So Mesmerizer said, people don't want accountability. They want to be saved. That's when you got a hashtag, get ass back to the streets.
Oh, they want to be saved, huh? Okay. All right, man. We dropped the Madhouse question of the day each and every morning at 6:05. Our phones are still messed up, so we can't get the voicemail. So, all right, man. It's Miss Jessica's on the way with your Nosy Neighbor News recap at 9:35. And right about now, it's that says a good day.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What the hell is going on here? What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Tuesday, February 16th. Jay-Z is doing something dope with the money that he receives from this new single that he has with Nipsey Hussle. It's called What It Feels Like. It's on the Judas and the Black Messiah soundtrack. Half of the money is going to go to Nipsey Hussle's estate.
Dope.
And then the other half is going to be donated to the Hampton House, which is located in Chicago, and it was a childhood home of Fred Hampton Sr., which is who this movie is about. So shout out to Jay-Z for that. That's really great.
Yeah, not really making no money off the single and giving it back to Nip. That's dope. And, giving it to the Hampton House is dope.
Marks the third anniversary of the mass shooting that took place at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Kodak Black just recently visited and gave the gift of education. During the memorial, which honored the 17 victims, Kodak was there for his number one fan. Her name is Meadow Pollock, and she lost her life during the shooting. So Kodak launched the $100,000 scholarship in Meadow's name. It's at Nova Southeastern University Law School for students that want to study justice reform. That is where Meadow's brother, Hunter, is currently attending school. So shout out to Kodak Black.
Man, yeah, this is real big of Kodak. You know what I mean? He's been out of jail besides making that dumb song that he made for JT. He's been doing good things.
It has been 3 years since fans have gotten an album from Migos, and now things seem to be moving forward. The group released a trailer for Culture 3 after the Super Bowl, and when Nosy Neighbors caught up with Quavo, he said that the album is less than a month and a half away. Culture 3, I'm excited about that.
Let's go,
come
Migos!
Come on, Culture 3.
Come through for the culture.
And Colin Kaepernick's production team is taking security measures following a threat from anti-Black Lives Matter protesters. The executives on the project say that the Proud Boys were planning a protest last week at the location. Shoot, that never happened. Now, this project that they're working on is called Colin in Black and White. It documents Colin Kaepernick's teen years and the racism that he encountered. This show is going to debut on Netflix later this year.
They sent real threats to the whole squad, too. So,
yeah. Happy birthday to The Weeknd, YFN Lucci, Ice-T, Lupe Fiasco, and Just Hilarious, and my mama next door. Her birthday is
today. Happy birthday, mama next door!
I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
What the neighborhood.
Jessica, Jessica.
The neighborhood.
Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.